Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Hoda.
And you are listening to
Min Hona,
Finding Refuge in Friendship. Today, I'm going to share with you a day I spent in small Syria. It was Mother's Day. My evening ended by the pool, sipping tea with Hoda and four Syrian ladies, none of whom speaks more than a few phrases in English. Their sons jumped in and out of the pool, and sweet 14-year-old Sarah considered whether she would swim. Waiting until the loud older boys cleared out, then cannonballing into the pool with the young ones. The ladies are mothers, all of them, to 3, 4, 6 children. They know each other by the name of their eldest child, mother of Firas, Talal, Noor. When they became mothers, they received a new name, a new status. My first conversation with each of them covered this ground. Do you have children? Why not? I fumbled for an answer in our limited shared vocabulary. Finally, I've settled on, I have no children of my own, but that leaves me room to love all children. It's not quite right, but it satisfies. Hoda translates some of the older women's Arabic for me. The tears in their eyes as they share longing for their daughters still overseas.
لما بتطلع على السما وبشوف النجوم بتذكر بنتي نور. When I look at the stars, I see her.
Sometimes I understand a word, just enough context to guess the subject. But mostly it's the chatter of voices in a language I don't speak. Long stretches of conversation are simply sound and movement around me.
في اللغة العربية عندما نتكلم عن قصة ما نستمر بالحديث عنها حتى نصل إلى حبكة القصة على عكس تمام اللغة الإنجليزية. Stories in Arabic move in circles, not like English where everything is straight lines.
The first time we recorded Min Hona, Hoda was tentative, quiet, scripted but determined. Most of the show was me. By episode 9, I was silent while she interviewed Mohammed about his family's escape from Syria. He's in the pool now, running rambunctious with the other boys, being 15. Today, again, she interviewed another teenager. Farah spoke about the day a militia threatened her family. Hoda was confident, encouraging, being everything I was for her 6 months ago when we started the show. I was worried about getting the girls home on time, but they told me,
If I am with Melanie, my mom, she does not worry. She always tells to her, take my daughter.
My mom, she knows I am with you. She doesn't worry.
Huda's mother, Noor, and I share only a few words, but she is a gifted physical comedian. When we visit without Hoda to translate, still we are able to share stories. The time she stuck a bobby pin in an outlet when she was 6. The god-awful stressed-out selfie I sent my husband from Times Square a few weeks ago. She told me about the bombing at Huda's school in Aleppo before Hoda did. A few words, pantomime, and a willingness to try. We laugh a lot. She loves to feed me. Poolside, she and Hoda quiz me on my Arabic, showing off what I know. Hoda points to her nose. And this, what's this? Envy, my nose. She laughs and explains to the ladies how she taught her mother envy and me envy. Batanjan, eggplant, benadura, tomato, pistachio, fistohalabi. Each word a story, a window opened between our lives. Sweet Sarah, Huda's sister, has progressed from single English words to conversations in just the past month. Last fall, her dad and I took her to the dentist for a tooth extraction, my French the shaky bridge between Abo, father of, Noor, and the dentist. Courage, Sarah said from the chair, smiling, a word I taught her as we waited to find out how big the needle would be. Today, te amo in the kitchen. She's learning Spanish. I respond with ya tibya lublu, and we giggle as she struggles to pronounce the Russian. She wishes me happy Mother's Day. You are my second mother. I have two moms. I answer with maybe aunt. She insists, no, mother. The word works its way into a quiet place in my heart. Mother. I surround it with respect and love for Noor, with awareness of trauma, of displacement, of need. Sarah has been a ball of love since I met her, full of affection. I cuddle her on the chaise as she watches the pool, waiting for the boys to leave. She started wearing a hijab just 2 months ago and has a special one for swimming tucked into her shirt and dampened to keep it in place. It is moist against my chin, cool in the desert air. Are you okay? She asks, making sure I am comfortable. Yes, you? I am very okay. From here, we are finding new family.